cloudy. So try to stay warm out there tonight if you're sleeping outdoors. And just that number for pledging is 514-907-9424. Or to make your donations, you can always pledge online at www.ckut.ca. And remember all the great programming that CKUT provides. And come out there and listen in for that time and listen to some great programming. And since we already mentioned them in the show today, it would be really disappointing not to play the FBI. So here's No Place Like Home for my brothers from Gunawagi, the FBI.
Fuck taxation, it could blow ass like a teacher on vacation. I got no class, no manners, no excuses are made. I rock bandanas, loose with a braid. Boom, down dirt roads, the rock your block out. Looks are right, books are chicks, are knockouts. Rest out, cradle to the grave. Always stay paid, afraid to be a slave. Always on a dash, still alone to hustle. I tangle for the cash like Stallone and Russell. We dance around a subject, I face a struggle. Another day, another dollar, got a case to juggle. Trunk full of smokes, one is red dog roams. Gotta love it, ain't no place like home. Hold it down, far from the city. On the res where the girls are pretty. There ain't no place like home. Yeah. Hold it down, far from the city. On the res where the girls are pretty. There ain't no place like home.
Streets have no name and most of gravel. I found my way where I'm supposed to travel. But I stay grounded so my roots will grow. Ain't no telling where my boots will go. I always come back to where the grass is green, where the girls stroll by to get the asses seen. I was born on the res where my walk begins, where my little foot speeds on her moccasins. What's those booms so we smell like smoke? Tarps on a roof, you can tell we're broke. Clothes don't match in the non-fashion. Get a case of smoke to the spot and cash in. Refuse to blend in, we're not like camel. Block your bridge, we got the ammo. You know the only law that could hold us down is gravity. You can't control this town.
Hold it down, far from the city. On the res where the girls are pretty. There ain't no place like home.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
This is your blind spot, blind spot.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I'm Christian.
I'm Flo. Why are you giving me that look?
We're having fun in the studio. Welcome to the program. Not only are we having fun, we're hoping you are too. We got a pretty good show planned for this evening. Started off there with a little bit of Thom Yorke. Most people would know him as the lead singer for Radiohead. Who I'm sure most people out there have definitely heard of. But that was actually a track from his solo, or his last solo project called The Eraser. So, pretty cool song.
And yeah, Thom Yorke and also Radiohead have been known for their activism throughout their careers. He's been outspoken on various contemporary political and social issues, focusing his activism in support of fair trade practices, which you can find out more about through Oxfam. And he also has a anti-WTO and anti-globalization stance as well. He's also notable as a political activist on behalf of other causes, such as human rights and anti-war movements as well. And he's been involved with Jubilee 2000, Amnesty International, and Friends of the Earth with their Big Ask campaign. The Big Ask campaign, which is pretty cool, and he has some pretty interesting thoughts about energy consumption and stuff. But basically, it's the Big Ask is focused on reducing carbon emissions, and York became their spokesperson in 2005. In 2006, he also performed a special benefit concert for Friends of the Earth, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that same year, he actually made headlines again for refusing British Prime Minister Tony Blair's request to meet with him to discuss climate change. So shot Mr. Blair down and actually declared that Blair had no environmental credentials. And I know Thom Yorke has also been subsequently been critical of his own energy use. And I found this pretty interesting. He said that the music industry's use of air transportation is dangerous and unsustainable, and that he would consider not touring if new carbon emission standards do not force the situation to improve. So not only did he say that, but Radiohead actually commissioned a study by the group that's called Best Foot Forward. You can check them out online at www.bestfootforward.com. And the band claims that this study that Best Foot Forward did helped them choose venues and transport methods that greatly reduced the carbon expended on their 2008 tour. So kudos to them for stepping it up and taking it to the next level and doing that. And they also made use of new low-energy LED lighting systems on their tours as well. So
you don't really hear much about bands trying to be carbon neutral on their tours. I mean, I've only ever heard of Pearl Jam doing it one time as kind of like a novelty act.
Yeah, know? I think there's a couple other bands that I think maybe Dave Matthews' band did it, or have done it in the past. But yeah, not everyone's doing it. So and I haven't heard of anybody really commissioning a study by a group to do it. So it's pretty cool.
Well, you'd think about like all the tours, and especially if it's an international band like Radiohead. I mean, they're going around the globe. That they wouldn't. There isn't more to be done about making these tours carbon neutral.
Yeah.
Maybe they're at the forefront, and everyone will hopefully follow suit.
Cutting edge for sure.
So yeah, any of you artists out there or bands listening in, try and make your tour as carbon neutral as possible, because everybody has a footprint to endure on the earth.
Most definitely. Next up, what do we got here?
We have the Dirty Projectors. They're a Brooklyn-based experimental rock band, and this album was released last year. It's called Bitty Orca. In 2009 as well, they collaborated with Björk, however you say it, to perform an original composition by Longstreth. This was as part of a charity concert to benefit Housing Works, and we've talked about them before. They're a non-profit organisation dedicated to providing shelter for homeless men, women and children suffering from HIV/AIDS. The concert was held at the actual Housing Works bookstore and cafe in downtown New York City last year, so that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Well, here's the Dirty Projectors with Stillness in the Move on CITR.
Thank you. The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Appearing leaves no room for doubt. back to the month of May. When I watch you do it
all night,
I'm thinking back to what we share. In many ways I'm already there.
And I watch you do it.
Don't turn the lights on, cause tonight I wanna see you in the dark.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Montreal's own Chromeo with their song Don't Turn the Lights On. I was just telling Christian just a little bit before while we were listening to that stack of music. I was inspired to put that on because I found a great new TV channel called AUX on 138 Shaw, and it plays only music videos the whole time, independent music videos.
I love it.
It's so cool.
That takes me back to when music channels played music videos.
I know, exactly, right?
And I don't know how long ago that was, but it seems like a long time.
I've been bitching for a long time that Canada doesn't have a music video channel, because at home we have this TV on ABC, which is Australia's version of CBC. Every Friday and Saturday nights, they have what they call Rage. So from 12 at night to 9 in the morning, they play independent music videos. And on Saturday nights, they actually get artists that are touring around the country to come in and program their favourite music videos for 3 hours. So it's really cool. Like, I've seen Trent Reznor do one and, like, Pearl Jam do one and stuff like that. So that's super cool.
That's really cool. Kind of like our Are You Aware mixtapes, but they're choosing videos, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's great. And it's a great example of seeing what they are into, because I remember watching Trent Reznor's one and he played On and On by Erykah Badu, which is like Nine Inch Nails and Erykah Badu. You don't really see those two together very much at all. So
no, I usually find it quite interesting to see, some of my favorite artists, who their favorite artists are.
Definitely.
And it's unbelievable where some of them draw inspiration from. So it's pretty cool.
Well, and Chromeo is a video. You should check it out for Don't Turn the Lights On. I was telling Christian that's a very interesting video. So check it out on AUX or check it out online. They've been childhood friends, and they jokingly describe themselves as the only successful Arab-Jewish partnership since the dawn of human culture, which I quite liked.
That's funny.
So they're playing actually on the 10th of February at the Commodore, and they've also been involved in the rock the rabbit t-shirt design for Playboy, which I was trying to find out which charity that these bands have been designing their Playboy t-shirts go to, and I couldn't find it. So I'll try and dig a little deeper to find out what that's involved with next time.
Awesome. Before that, we had Tori Amos. She's an American pianist and singer-songwriter, and has been doing it for quite some time. By the age of 5, she began composing instrumental pieces on piano, and while living in Rockville, Maryland, she won a full scholarship to the Preparatory Division of the Peabody Conservatory of Music. So, really quite accomplished musician. At the age of 14, she began playing at piano bars, chaperoned by her father, and she's recorded 11 albums, so been doing it for quite some time. She has supported a charity called RAINN, which actually RAINN is R-A-I-N-N, stands for Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. And what they do is they're the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization and one of America's 100 best charities as per Worth magazine. So their mission is to support victims of sexual assault and bringing their attackers to justice. And Fleur actually came across a petition that's currently been launched by one of her favorite websites, and it kind of links to this, so we wanted to talk about it a little bit on the air.
Yeah, Avaz, they are really pretty paramount in bringing around social change through petitions and online activism. There's this new thing that's come out around the Hilton hotels. It's apparently they are putting together a petition for 250 signatures to get the Hilton Hotel group to sign the code of conduct for the protection of children from sexual exploitation in travel and tourism. It was found that after that there was some brothels in Hilton hotels in Ireland and China.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I was shocked when I read that. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So they're saying hotels are one of the primary places where slave children are sold for sex by brutal pimps. And the Hilton Hotel has not even signed up to the basic international code of conduct.
Oh. And to date, more than 900 companies across the world, including the Radisson and Country Inn Suites Hotel, a bunch of other hotels, have signed this code. So we need to put Hilton under a little bit of pressure here. And we urge you to sign this petition. You can actually find it online at www.avaz.org, which is A-V-A-A-Z.org. We're going to throw the link up on our Facebook group, so check for it there and get involved. It's you know, takes 2 minutes to do it. Me and Fleur just did it in the studio here this evening. So join us, and hopefully they get 250,000 signatures and put a little more pressure on the Hilton Hotel Corp. So,
well, yeah, once they've got those 250,000 signatures, they're actually going to take out ads in major newspapers in McLean, Virginia, which is the city where the Hilton CEO, Chris Nassetta, lives and works. So it's really important because this ECPACT code of conduct, which is for the protection of children from sexual exploitations in travel and tourism, gets hotels to train their staff to recognise victims of the rape trade and underage prostitution. They also educate their guests about the dangers of sex tourism, liaise with local law enforcement and advocates for victim rights. And it works by creating a first line of defence against sex trafficking around the world. And to date, the code affects 30 million tourists a year, vastly increasing the chances of arresting those trafficking girls and helping those trapped in the trade as well, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, so once again, check out our Facebook group for the link to sign that petition and take action with us. Next up, we got a great track from the Black Angels. This is called Phosphine Dream on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We'll be right back.
makes his pale so he can kill. Praise the Bible.
CITR is proud to sponsor these upcoming shows at the Biltmore Cabaret.
October 29th, Long Beach, California's Avi Buffalo hits the stage in support of their debut self-titled album, out now on Sub Pop. Advance tickets are $12 and the doors are open at 8. October 30th, get into the Halloween spirit with Flemish Eye, Jag Jaguar recording artists, Women, touring in support of their frighteningly good new album, Public Strain. New Sensei and Make Out videotape will be warming up the stage. Tickets are only $11 in advance, doors at 8.
Tickets are available at the Biltmore, Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and TicketWeb.ca.
I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Young men go to war and leave a lot of young brides waiting. I watch them try to explain it to their kids. Seen a lot of them failing. They tried to tell them and they tried to explain why daddy won't ever come home again. Things that I can't take back, but I don't really know if I want to. And songs about love, I sang songs about war since the back streets of Toronto. I sang for justice and I hit a bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. Mistake and I did it again. Then we struggled to recover. I sang in anger, hit another bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. About love and war, I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Pray about love and war. Pray about love and war.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was a little Neil Young for you from his new album called Le Noise. Like that sound.
His voice is so haunting. I love it.
Yeah, he has a very original sounding voice, and it's very unique. Love that album. I actually picked it up last week, and it's pretty different. It was actually recorded in a Los Angeles mansion. That was empty, obviously, and just him, no band, him with either a hollow body Gretsch electric guitar or acoustic, and there's some really good rockin' songs on there, so check it out. We're going to play actually another track from that, a little bit more of an upbeat one, but Neil Young's been involved in a number of different charities and with a number of different causes over the years. He actually helped found Farm Aid, along with Willie Nelson and John Cougar Mellencamp. And spoke about the issues with elected officials in Washington, D.C. before the first concert. And he actually played Farm Aid once again this year, which was on October 2nd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So still involved in that.
When's he coming out to Vancouver? I missed him last time. I'm so upset.
Not sure, to be honest with you.
We'll have to keep that in. We'll have to keep our fingers to that pulse to see when he's coming.
Yeah.
We'll get him to do an RUOM mixtape.
There we go. Put it on the list of things to do.
Exactly. Young's actually kind of got a bit of a renewed activism over the last sort of decade, and it manifested itself in the 2006 album Living with War, which was hastily recorded and released in less than a month. This album's overtly political songs attacked US President Bush and the war in Iraq, so it's obviously a very personal response to what was happening in the war in Iraq and President Bush's, pretty intense policies of invasion. So while Young had never actually been a stranger to eco-friendly lyrics, themes, and environmentalist spirituality and activism, it became increasingly prominent throughout his 90s and 2000s work, especially on Greendale and Living with War. He even began using biodiesel in 2004 on that tour, Greendale tour, powering his trucks and tour buses with that fuel. So again, trying to reduce his carbon footprint, which is what we were talking about at the beginning of the show with Radiohead and what they're trying to do as well.
For sure. And him and his wife actually founded the Bridge School charity, which develops and uses advanced technologies to aid in the instruction of children with severe speech and physical disabilities as well. So very involved in charities as well as the environment and environmental issues. So before we play actually another track from that album, before him we play Tokyo Police Club with Bambi.
Yay, and they're in Canadian indie rock band.
That song is tasty like candy.
It is. That song is tasty like candy. Champ is the band's second album after the release of the hugely popular Elephant Shell in 2008. Their first single, which we actually didn't play, we played Bambi, but their first single is Wait Up, Boots of Danger. And this music video is full of dogs. Dogs running, dogs jumping, dogs diving into a swimming pool, dogs sticking their noses in the camera, dogs drinking in the swimming pool, any way you can think of. And they've actually taken their love of dogs to a new level, and they have just released a new remix. And if you have an iPhone ready, you can sort of grab an iPhone ready version of this video, plus the previously mentioned Dorm remix and an RAC remix for a small donation to the ASPCA. And the band and the remixers are donating 100% of the proceeds to that charity. ASPCA is the American SPCA, which is a organization that helps to reduce cruelty to animals and protect animal rights. So that's pretty cool that they're involved in that as well.
Yeah, a great song too. So.
And in the break, before I forget, because we did want to mention this, we actually had a lovely listener. Thank you for calling in. He was very concerned. He wanted to know when Fun Drive is happening. Each year, CITR has their Fun Drive. Last year it was 2 weeks. This year it's 10 days. This is our fundraising initiative. We have about $30,000 to raise towards getting some new equipment in the CITR radio station, and also just trying to keep
fixing old equipment.
Old equipment, you know,
just
how
keeping things going. So
if you're a
duct tape only goes so far.
Yeah, and if you're a regular listener to Are You Aware, you know that we have been plagued in the past with technical difficulties.
Yes, so please help us eliminate those technical difficulties in the future. This is, I believe it's I think this is the fifth fund drive that CITR has done. It starts on November 16th and goes to the 25th. And just we'd like you to, you know, reach out to us, pledge your support for campus and community radio, because we really appreciate it. And without your support, our listener support, we definitely wouldn't be able to do what we're doing and, you know, play great music for your enjoyment and ours as well. So.
Well, and also CITR's tagline is own your frequency. So that's one really important thing, is that, you know, with pledging money, you actually become involved with helping us stay on the air and bringing you all this independent and alternative music. So, yeah, if you pledge some money, you can pledge beforehand or you can pledge during the shows. Each show will be giving away some free stuff. We've all got a swag of goodies to give away. That shouldn't be the only incentive why you pledge during that time, but please make sure you do pledge. $10, $5, anything is really important, and it all adds up to our goal of reaching $30,000 this year. And on the last day, on November 25th, is it?
Yeah.
We're actually having a big show down at the Biltmore, which we'll have more information leading up to the fund drive to tell you more about. So keep that date open and head down to the Biltmore. All the CITR DJs will be down there showing their moves on the dance floors, and we'll go after the show, I'm sure. But yeah.
For sure. We'll cut a rug. Definitely come down there and cut a rug with us. But now we're going to play another track from Neil Young's new album called Le Noise. This one's called Walk With Me. And I got to tell you, there's actually about a 40-minute film that they put together for this album as well. And you can find it on YouTube, and it doesn't cost any money to watch. And I'd check it out when you get a chance. If you go to Neil Young's channel on YouTube, it's a pretty cool kind of artsy piece that he's put together that accompanies his new disc. So here's Neil Young with Walk With Me on CITR.
Patience. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just had the revolution song Power to the People by John Lennon. That was released on March 12, 1971. And the song was written by Lennon in response to an interview he gave and it was published in Red Mole. As Lennon explained, I just felt inspired by what they said, although a lot of it was gobbledygook. So I wrote Power to the People the same way I wrote Give Peace a Chance, as something for the people to sing. I make singles like Broadsheets. It's another quickie done at Ascot. So he obviously was inspired by what was going on there, and that was recorded by the John Lennon Plastic Ono band when he went solo after the Beatles.
Awesome. Before that, we had The Deers with White's Only Party. Great song, great band from Montreal. They've been together for 15 years. Can you believe that?
It's crazy.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that, I guess. The Deers' powerful live shows have been described as the sonic equivalent of seeing the face of God. Wow.
So it could be a face-melting
Maybe show. Face-melting experience. Hot on the heels of the recent announcement of the Deers' fall residencies in Toronto, Montreal, and Brooklyn, the Canadian folk rock group is launching a concurrent poster contest. So
yeah, they just actually finished up, I think, last weekend down in New York. And this commemorative promotional posters, which will be designed by one of the band's fans, was given away at the upcoming shows in exchange for donations to the War Child Charity for the Toronto and New York concerts, and then in the Montreal City Mission for the Montreal gigs. The winner of the contest received a signed copy of the poster and a whole bunch of extras for friends. They also got a special package for the band's upcoming album, which is expected to drop in February of 2011, so that's exciting. Unfortunately, the deadline is passed, so you can't actually submit posters anymore, but I thought that was a pretty cool initiative for the band.
Yeah, a new way to do it, and a great charity too, War Child. I know we've talked about them a number of times, so great charity. Check them out online. And what's next here? We got a West Coast band.
Yeah.
Best Coast.
Best Coast.
From the West Coast. So they're from Los Angeles, California. Pretty recognizable for their fuzzy, lo-fi, surf rockish sound. They're actually kicking off their tour next week, starting in San Francisco. And they'll be playing in Vancouver the end of the month, October 29th. So
cool.
Here's a little bit of a preview for you. Here's Best Coast with Braddy B on Are You Aware?
Yes. say, and you justify your actions anyway. Another faceless killing spree, conducted by constructed ideologies. Just because you believe you're right doesn't make them wrong. Objective views, rather not objective truths, but you place them in the sky and hope they float somehow outside of your mind. And the weapons you create, you did not find. Another faceless killing spree, conducted by constructed ideologies. I don't care what's banner you're waving over your head. People's lives on a means to your ends.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark.
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca, or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Thank you.
calling the wild salmon people. First Nations chiefs, fishermen, the mayor of Vancouver, MPs, MLAs, Alexandra Morton, and people like you are traveling through Hell's Gate and down the Fraser River for wild salmon. Join this historic journey as they land at Vanier Park on Monday, October 25th at 9 a.m. and march to the opening of the Sockeye Inquiry to support Justice Cohen in ordering the salmon feedlot disease records. We want the whole truth about what is happening to our salmon. If we want wild salmon, it is up to us. Meet at 9 a.m. in Vanier Park or at 12 noon at the Vancouver Art Gallery. For more information about the walk on Monday morning or for updates on the Paddle for Wild Salmon, visit salmonaresacred.org. That's salmonaresacred.org.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Humans. They're from Vancouver, actually. Haven't heard a whole lot of them, but I love that song. Nice little bass beat in the background there. They simultaneously released Avec Mes Mecs and premiered The End, which I think is it a video? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, at the Cobalt last Friday. And they're playing in Victoria on the 22nd, which is tomorrow at Lucky Bar. So if you like the sounds of them,
check them out. That was a nice little four-pack of tunes we played there before. Humans, we played Sonic Youth with Malibu Gas Station from The Eternal, their 2009 album. Sonic Youth is definitely pumped out the jams over the days. They formed in 1981, and recently, Sonic Youth, The Soft Pack, and The Kills contributed to a charity album called Elysium, I think is what it's called, a benefit for the art of Elysium. It was curated by actor Elijah Wood, and money from the project went to the charity of the same name, which is a nonprofit that brings musicians, artists, and actors into hospitals to work with sick children. So quite a cool charity that they've been involved in. And then before that, Broadcast Zero, a little punk rock to bring the energy up a little bit. Broadcast Zero is a four-piece from Kitchener-Waterloo, formed in 2007, and they're known for high-energy, politically charged punk rock. And that was from Killing Spree. It was from their new album called Some Concerns Regarding the Revolt. So like that track as well.
And we've only got time for one more song before we have to say goodbye and Bleak comes on with Exquisite Corpse. If you want to know anything about Are You Aware, we have a Facebook page that you can come, or group that you can belong to. If you have any requests, questions, suggestions, anything like that, you can always email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. The last song we're playing for today is one that Christian picked, and I'm very glad he picked it because I really like it. They're a band called Das Racist. Which is a rap group based in Brooklyn, New York. This is from their most recent album called Sit Down Man. In December 2009, Das Racist hosted and curated Minority Fest. This event featured performances by a number of bands, DJs, stand-up comics, and included a panel discussion concerning issues faced by people of color in the arts, stand-up comedy by comedians of color, and musical performances, which is pretty cool. And they've also supported Invisible Children, which is a non-profit helping children and families that have been affected by the wars of northern Uganda. Now, Das Racist is a new band that not many people know of, but you should totally check them out. We love them. We'll probably be playing them a few times in the future. So all we have to say is enjoy your Thursday night, and we'll see you next week.
Bye for now.
You can't sell anything. You can sell anything. You can't sell anything. You can really sell anything.
It's like, put me on, dude. Someone discover me. Give me some money, B. I'll be a money tree. Took a lot of samples out. You don't gotta clear those. Made a lot of weird raps. You don't wanna hear those. Labels like, maybe we could cake off the weirdos. Okay, plug your nose. Here goes. Caveman porn star riding on a unicorn. Undercover cop and I'm wearing a uniform. Plus I wrote all of my rhymes in cuneiform. Hella years ago, BC, you better be informed. If you don't get a computer and Google it. If you find out all the reasons we the shit, then you the shit. Yeah, pooping on the track, call me Doodle Vic. Cool AD, nothing new to the kid. What can you do to the kid? Totally stupid and sick, no scruples. Cool man, ice cream, scooping it.
You can't sell anything. You can sell anything. You can't sell anything. You can really sell anything.
Oh, dip is Heems once again, back again with the caravan of man's ass from Pakistan. Karachi posse, Zaki's poppy. Red octagons couldn't stop me. I burn headband, my eyes all droopy. I've gooey foodies, zoobies in my poopy. They all like, well, Heems, you too proud. I'm like, you would be too if you had the juice now. Oh. Ayo, the government is lies, son. United States of Google, Verizon. They all spy, son, I'm Pisces rising. And you ain't Hoover, you suck like James Dyson. Google the devil, but I feel lucky. Extreme home makeover, couldn't touch me. Backyards, kittens, puppies, 401ks, Vavos, yuppies. Yeah, I'm talking about wine drinkers. Bald head men, Klux Klan, swine thinkers. What motivates you? Let's go around the room. I want to own a boat one day. They got my dreams and they playing Saluji. I'm bound to be found like a brown John Belushi. Koofy, Fallujah, Koofy, Fallujah. Truthy, Cooley, more flows than Luda. What good is all your money if your style's still tasteless? I celebrate the fact I moved into my mama's vacation. So live intro, beats by Diplo. Stack bundles, rest in peace. Della Reese's nieces, rest with me. Next to me is a table with empties. Don't tempt me, I burn hemp leaves. More style than 10 Fonzie Bentleys. I'm Ray Liotta from Goodfellas. Complex, I'm Shiv Kumar Batalvi. I'm complex, I'm Sahir Lugyanvi. I'm complex, I'm Abrar Alvi. I'm complex, I'm Guru Dutt. I'm complex, I'm complicated. I'm complex, I'm River Phoenix. I'm complex, I'm bottled water. I'm complex, I'm 5 out of 8 computers on a scale of computers. I'm complicated, I'm complex. I'm intelligence in the age of the internet, where you're as smart as how quickly you can use your smartphone. I'm complex.
Now.
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
Where's the gentleman?
Oh, no. Yo, Bleak! Do we have another game? Come on! Come on! Bleak, we need you!
Please, be quiet!
Sorry, Mrs. Gilliam. We just wanted to know if Bleak could come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
And hello, this is Bleak of Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hey, thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show. We're online, you know. You can find podcasts of old shows going way back a few years now at CITR.ca and just follow some links. You should know how to do that by now, don't you think? Tonight, we've got some new stuff by Barn Owl we're going to get through. They have a CD on Thrill Jockey coming out on November 2nd. A CD called Ancestral Star. We're going to start out with that. Also have some SFT coming up tonight. The former Yugoslavia's got a compendium called No Substance. We're going to be hearing some of that. We've got some Dilemma in here, Teenage Panzer Corps. Got Minx. Dum Dum Girls are playing on Saturday at the Biltmore. We'll be hearing a track from them. Cold Cave and Prurience did a sort of a mixed venture. We're going to be hearing some of that tonight, as well as many other surprises and very noisy, ambient, and droney things tonight. So set your tapes rolling. This is one for the books. This is Barn Owl, and from a new CD, Ancestral Star, out on November 2nd, like I said. Anyway, we're going to ease into this one, and it's going to take us into far-out places, so mark my words. Enjoy. Enjoy.